Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin.
Jay Garvin's here. Thanks for joining me at this power segment, my podcast segment. And today I'm talking about short-term rentals. And I am compressing a 50-minute show into 9 minutes. And what I want to tell you this is that short-term rentals aren't a lot different than normal rentals. It's one more way for you to earn income. It doesn't matter whether you're a seller, whether you're a buyer, whether you're simply a primary homeowner or even a renter. Because a short-term rental is just defined by something that traditionally is just being rented for 30 days or less. Some people have called it corporate. So you can have short-term rentals, long-term rentals, or you can have corporate rentals. And it's just primarily furnished. Sometimes people compare it to Airbnb, but it doesn't have to be that way. Other people compare it to VRBO. It's basically just a furnished house, accessory dwelling unit, or even a room in the back of your condo or your townhome or your basement or your garage. Accessory dwelling units, ADUs, are gaining great popularity. And it's just one way for you. If you're a seller, you can realize this before you go to market and add more value to your house. If you're a buyer, you can now look differently to say, wow, I not only can get a house for myself, but now there's a cottage in the back and we can better qualify for this home on our mortgage loan if it's earning extra income and offsetting our higher mortgage. Or you can actually live in it, which my wife and I have went to Avon, went to Vail, actually had Airbnb, a colonel from Louisiana, a golfer from Ohio, two different times where my wife earned an extra $3,500 this summer just when our house was already going to be empty when we were traveling over Labor Day and 4th of July. She said, honey, only two times, but she's bought $3,500 worth of furniture, a couch set, a dining room set, and a patio furniture, you know, the couches and stuff with the carpets and candles. She did all of that, and it wasn't in our budget. You can do that, too, and I want you to believe that you can. You call me at 719-330-1457, and I will help you better understand short-term rentals. See, because all it is a part of this gig economy I was talking about. It's no different than doing an Uber or a Lyft job, but it doesn't take... See, we didn't have to work hours for dollars when we rented out our house. It was residual, meaning our house was going to be empty anyways. Yeah, we had a $600 upfront cost to buy all the correct tubs and the sheets and the laminated things and put extra locks on doors and stuff. But after that, it is residual. Gig economy money that works for you even when you're not working it. Here's a reality. If you've got a walkout basement and there's a bedroom down there, you're just throwing money away if you don't get a boarder or a roommate in there. I owned a home in 1996 to 2009 in Cheyenne Meadows, north of Fort Carson, and I had five separate roommates, three at one time, then two, and then I went down to my brother where I supplemented my mortgage. And you can do the same. It's gig economy. It's like a guitar or a band gig, like the martini shot here in town. It's doing extra things in between to earn extra income. And it's the largest bonus that we have in a capitalistic society. You can't Airbnb your house in China. They don't allow you to have endless sources of income in Germany. You can't even be a physical therapy in Hessen, Germany, and München at the same time. In a socialistic society, you just can't move from Frankfurt to Gelnhausen. You have to check with the state's authority because there's only so many teachers in each state. There's only so many physical therapists or real estate agents. This capitalist society is very unique. For the love of God, don't try it in Mexico, because if you don't pay the gangs, if you don't pay the drug lords, You know, you're not going to do it. It's a blessing in our society that you can do extra earned income on the side. And in expense of living in your backyard, I want you to call me at 719-330-1457. And I'll walk you through like a consolidation refinance to get extra money so you can buy an extra property so you can actually get residual income on the side. And then you can decide whether you want to do a short-term rental there, a long-term rental, or whether you want to sell your house. Either way, create another source of income. It's kind of like the blackjack table when you get two cards that you can split. That's all you do. You take your equity and you create an additional income, a gig economy, and short-term rental is just one of those. It's another way for you guys that are so incredibly tight and overwhelmed and riddled with debt to have solutions. And the millennials are the mainstream generation gets this. I learned how to do this. 5 years ago, Airbnb wasn't even a popular term, and literally 15 years ago wasn't around. But short-term rental has been around since the beginning of time. Literally, in the biblical days when you would have boarders and the disciples and the apostles would go from city to city and people would board them and they would exchange services and bed and breakfast and youth hostels and the European tradition of putting people up, exchange students, study abroad. That's all been there. Au pairs, foreign workers, all of that stuff, they just mix into society. But in a capitalistic society, you can take advantage of it. So you call me at 330-1457. The biggest takeaway I want you to have is whether you are a buyer, a seller, an owner, or even a renter. Because I even rented out my house when I was renting in 2011. I went to Florida and I actually had a caddy come into the Broadmoor. I lived in the Portales neighborhood, Sierra Vista area. And one of the caddies for the LGPA, the Ladies Professional Golf Association tour at the Broadmoor in 2010, stayed in my house for $1,800 for the week, and I took the kids to Florida. So there's no excuse. As long as it doesn't prohibit you from doing it in the lease, don't limit yourself. Just make extra money, eliminate your debt, because this is my passion to help you get where? To debt-free homeownership, right, Matt? To get yourself to homeownership, get yourself out of debt, and then have a retirement where you can sow into your passion. And this is where I come to the end of the show, my friends. Call me at 719-330-1457 to do your next purchase or refinance transaction. But I want you most of all to go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's all that matters. It's not the gig economy. It's not the Airbnb. It's not the short-term rental. It's not the corporate stays. It's just your relationships, your memories, and your loved ones. And if you've not found your passion and calling and purpose in life, pray to God that you find it. Do you guys have any doubt at all that I'm passionate about real estate? Do you have any doubt at all that I'm passionate about helping you grow? Do you have any doubt at all that I'm passionate about helping you become debt-free and independent? Hey, you know the best way to help the poor? Make sure you're not one of them. Become financially independent so you can sow into others, because that's what you've done with me, the radio listener. You've given me a passion, a reason to wake up every morning, and it's come to serve you because you guys add value. But if you don't call me, I don't know who you are. If you don't go to Churchill, Colorado and sign up for my investment property class on the 19th of November, Tuesday at 6:30 p.m., a week before Thanksgiving, then I don't know who you are. Tag, you're it. So go to churchillcolorado.com, sign up for my investment property class in November, November 19th, pull down the classes and events tab. But I want you to call me personally at 719-330-1457 to start your next refinance or purchase transaction. I have a great team here with Churchill Mortgage. We've been partnering with Dave Ramsey for over 25 years and he trusts us. So I know that you can trust us as well. Have a great day. I look forward to seeing you if you're listening to the replay on Monday or Tuesday. I appreciate you as well. And I will talk with you all next Saturday when we've got another exciting show, and it's going to be on the Quadrants of Wealth. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show right here on Cardio News Radio.
Another summer day has come and gone away in Paris and Rome, but I want to go home.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.